ओके, जो एडिसन्स डिजीज़ होती है ना, जिसमें एड्रेनो कॉर्टिकल हॉर्मोन्स की डिफिशेंसी होती है, उसमें यूजुअली ये देखा जाता है कि देर इज़ अ क्यूटी हाइपर पिगमेंटेशन दैट इज़ डिफ्यूज एंड मोस्ट एसेंशुएटेड ऑन द सन एक्सपोज एरियाज ऑफ द बॉडी. सो इट इज़ द क्यूटेनियस मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द एडिसन्स डिजीज. Pathophysiology of this diffuse hyperpigmentation in Addison's disease is because of the increased release of the ACTH and the beta MSH from the pituitary gland, which stimulates the melanocytes and hence causing increased pigmentation. But in a number of the cases of Addison's disease, the hypopigmentation have also been noted, and it is because of the high degree of the melanosome degradation in the secondary lysosomes. Clinically, in the Addison's disease, there is a diffuse hyperpigmentation of the skin, which is most intense on the areas which is exposed to the light, but it is also accentuated in the flexures, at the site of the pressure, at the site of friction, in the palmar creases and the crease of soles. And then those areas of the body which are also normally pigmented, such as the nipples and the genital skin, become increasingly darkened. Along with this, the pigmentation of the buccal mucous membrane have also been noted, along with the pigmentation of the conjunctiva and the vaginal mucosa. In the unexplained areas of hypermelanosis, the adrenal function should be carefully evaluated. But sometimes the hyperpigmentation may be absent in some patient of Addison's disease, and that's why the diagnosis will be delayed, and hence it will lead to dangerous consequences. In some cases of Addison's disease, the generalized vitiligo has also been noted, and as I discussed earlier, that it is because of the high degree of degradation of the melanosomes in the secondary lysosomes. The differential diagnosis of this hyperpigmentation associated with Addison's disease include acquired diffuse hyperpigmentation, which I discussed earlier in the table 88.3. So we can remember it by the mnemonic of DSP men, because we know that they work in the sun and they become dark in complexion. So D stands for the drug or toxin induced, S is for progressive systemic sclerosis, P is for physical agents, M is for metabolic conditions and metal induced. E is the endocrinopathies, and N represents neoplastic or tumoral conditions and nutritional conditions. So these this should be included in the differential diagnosis of the generalized or the diffuse hyperpigmentation. Along with this, there may be the other differentials are acquired pigmentary disorders of the oral mucosa, iatrogenic, irritative, for example, smoker's melanosis and hypermelanosis or neoplastic processes.